just limited in practice yesterday, so we'll see what he does today. And Miles Austin was the same way.
You expect Marion Barber to be all right?
What's that?
Marion.
Oh, Marion Barber? Yeah, Marion practiced yesterday. I think he's fine.
Coach, do you get a sense of the hype around Dallas? I mean, this is kind of an early season for such a big rivalry. What's the hype like in your locker room?
Well, there's been a lot of hype, you know, about our season, about this game, you know, a big game. So, you know, I think it's typical around here. So, you know, we're looking forward to the ball game.
Do you let your players kind of feel that excitement, or do you try to temper them with that and isolate them and insulate them from it?
Well, I don't think you can get away from it in Dallas, you know. And I don't think anybody that's got a pretty good football team from the year before, you know, the people are expecting a lot of things. The players are expecting a lot of things. The coaches are. So, you know, those kind of expectations, I think, are normal.
Wade, you were on Buddy's staff when the NFCs was kind of four teams that were always going against each other, winning Super Bowls. Do you see things right now at all like that they were then?
Well, I think our division is the toughest in the league. I mean, I thought it was last year, and I think it will be again this year. I mean, you've got four teams that are really good football teams. So, well, you know, we lost three games four games total last year, and three of them to our division team. So our division is really tough. Nobody goes through it unscathed or hadn't for a long time. And we play well against the other teams in other divisions.
Wade, is it tough to really gauge the Eagles based on a game as one-sided as last week where they really received very little resistance on both sides of the ball?
Well, I think that just shows how good they are. I mean, I was impressed the way our team played, but I was more impressed the way they played. You know, they had an outstanding game, and I think it was more because of them rather than downgrading the team they played. I think it was more how they played, and that's what you try to do with your team, is try to play as well as you can no matter who you're playing, and they definitely did that.
How impressive was DeSean Jackson in his first game?
Well, of course, anytime you have Donovan McNabb who can get the ball to a number of receivers and on the money, that helps. But, yeah, Jackson, you know, the receiving and the returning gives him a double threat. So I think they're certainly happy to see him do as well as he did.
What kind of wrinkle has Asante Samuel added to their secondary?
Well, they've always been tough in the secondary, and I think it adds to that. They've had particular success against us as far as interceptions are concerned. So it's a concern. He's certainly a big play guy that can make a big play back there, and we've got to be aware of where he is at all times too.
What worries you the most about their defense?
Their defense?
Yeah.
Well, that they're really good. You know, they've got an excellent scheme. They've been doing the same defense with different players, and they've been successful in it. So it tells me their coaching staff does a great job. And, you know, they play really well on defense. They were one of the top defensive teams last year. I thought last year at the end of the year they were one of the best teams in the league.